We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Here we are again, Merritt Island and Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to the Refresh radio broadcast. Welcome to Monday. I hope you have a great day. I hope you had a great weekend, and that the Lord has been real good to you. So we want to give a shout out today to Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. If you have any needs in your life in those areas, they're based in Rockledge, Florida. You can call Carla, 632-9538, and they will fix you up and get you back up to speed and in good running order. So we're going to continue to go back to where we were last week in the book of Genesis, and I'm just thankful for what God is doing in this passage of scripture. We hadn't even got to what the reason why we were at this passage in the first place, but we'll get there eventually. In verse number 12, it says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him." Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. And also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Essek. Because they quarreled with him, then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitnah, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." We're going to stop the reading there for the time being. When we left here on Friday, we had gotten all the way through verse number 13. Then Isaac sowed in the land, reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper him and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. And in verse number 14, it begins to describe what some of that prosperity looked like. He had had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. Here's one of the things that you are going to notice is that when God begins to prosper you, you are going to need other people to help you accomplish the tasks that need to be done. You see, there's one thing in building something. There is another in maintaining it. There is one thing to be able to have things that are under your control, but sooner or later you are going to find that you need other people. Whether it happens when you are young, when it happens when you are prospering, or if it happens when you happen to age a little bit, you are going to find that you need other people. Right now in my situation, I have been dependent on my wife and daughter and other people to get me around here over the past period of time. I'm looking forward to that season coming to an end where, you know, because one of the things I've discovered is I would much rather be the nurture giver than to have to be the nurtured. I've said for a number of years, I would rather be the one handing out the soup than the one in the soup line needing the soup. And so, really didn't have this in my notes to begin to talk about today, but I want to tell you, you need, if you are going to be blessed, if you are going to be walking in covenant, if God's going to prosper you, you are going to need other people in your life. It's just a reality. And those people, they may not do everything the way that you would have done it, but you need to allow them the creativity. You need to allow them the liberty to grow in their skill set so that, in fact, they may be better at it than you are. They may be better at it than you are. I'll tell you a funny story. My son, see, we grew up very, very competitive in my family. My dad never let us beat him at anything. If we beat him, it was because he made us earn it. And there was a time in our church where we had a somewhat healthy youth group, and somebody donated a ping pong table, and so we had a ping pong table for a while. And my son and I would get on there and we would play ping pong. And one of the things that I discovered was that the older I got, the faster he got. His responses were quicker, but I really don't like to lose. I don't like to lose much at all. And so I would start breaking out my tricks, and it would get so frustrating to him, because there would be times when he would be ahead, you know, in a ping pong match going to 21, he would be ahead 18 or 19 to 4 or 5 or 6, something like that. And I would manage to come all the way back and beat him. And it would just get him so upset. And then we moved on from ping pong to foosball. And the same thing would happen. There was one time he was ahead of me like 9-2 or something like that. And I came all the way back to win 10-9. And then something happened. He learned all of my tricks. And so it got to be that I could hardly beat him at foosball anymore. I could hardly beat him at ping pong, because he was better at it than what I was. And so what I want to encourage you today is, you don't have to be threatened by other people. You don't have to be threatened by prosperity. You don't have to be threatened by blessing. But there's going to be a time where you need to say, you know what, God, I want to thank you for people around me who operate in a spirit of excellence. I am so blessed as a pastor with the people that God has brought to Merit Assembly of God that have been called along. We have a phenomenal board. We've had a phenomenal board for as long as I can remember. You know, even when changes have happened on the board, it's not been because of problems or anything like that. It's just been because of situations that arose and in people's availability. And so we've been blessed with a board. I'm blessed with the best office manager in Brevard County. I mean, she is organized. She knows what needs to be done. I'm blessed with a great worship leader. I'm blessed with a great wife. I'm blessed with great Sunday school teachers. I am blessed with great children's ministry. I am blessed with women's ministry, and we're working on the men's ministry. I'm just blessed, you know. And so I want to encourage you that if you're going to increase, that God is going to call others alongside. You know, David did not ascend to the throne of Israel by himself, but instead he was surrounded by mighty men. He had people of valor that were drawn to him and helped him to accomplish God's goals for the nations. God's goals are bigger than you. I don't know where this stuff is coming from. This is not in my notes, but there's somebody today, and the thing that may be limiting God's moving in your life is the fact that your vision is limited to just yourself, where you've got to be the one that makes all of the decisions, where you are the ones that it's got to be done your way or no way. And God wants to take the lid off of that and say, would you trust me to surround you with qualified people who will operate with a spirit of excellence? You know, Daniel was a slave. He was a captive, and yet he became known for his spirit of excellence in the nation of Babylon. He became known for his spirit of excellence under at least four different kings. And so I want to encourage you, build somebody up, build somebody up. I've told you that, I'm thankful for those people who allowed me to develop in my giftings, allowed me to make a mistake. By the way, if you're going to help train people, understand that there are going to be times where they are going to stumble, they're going to miss it. You need to make sure. Now there are some situations that are more serious than others, and don't brush those aside. But you know, if it's, I remember hearing a story about a church one time, and they were looking for property, and they had invested like $100,000 in finding property, and everything was looking well. And then all of a sudden, everything just fell apart, and the pastor had to go to the congregation and say, you know, folks, I hate to report this to you, but, the $100,000 we invested in this property prospect, it all fell apart, and we're not going to be able to recover that money. And there was a great collective, oh, in the congregation. And then just as quickly they said, okay, Pastor, what are we going to move on to next? And that was because he had done things to build the relationships, and they knew that he wasn't out there wasting the money. He was actually just trying to get things accomplished. There may be times where there are setbacks, but don't let those setbacks be failure. John Maxwell coined a term years ago: if you're going to fail, fail forward. As a Christian, I want to put it to you this way: if you're going to fail, fail towards the cross, not away from the cross. If you're going to step out in faith, step out in faith. Fail in faith instead of failing in fear. I'd have to give some thought to that term, but you know, I believe that God can build our faith in times where things didn't turn out the way that we wanted them to. Our missionaries to Fiji, they said, you know what? God doesn't waste anything. God doesn't waste anything. This season that I'm walking through right now, I'm using that to allow God to teach me things that I've never seen before. Anyway, let's get back to the text here today. Verse number 15. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. Now I told you several days ago, probably last Thursday, I'm guessing, that in that society, you've got to have water. It's not, you know, great farmland. You've got to have water, especially if you're going to have crops, if you're going to have people, if you're going to have herds and flocks. You're going to need water. All of those creatures need water. The plants need water. And the enemy had come along, and actually at this point in time, he was in their land. These are wells that had been established, but they had been plugged up. The enemy had stopped them up. And so what should have been a source of life, what had been should have been a source of refreshing, now was nothing but a dirty, it was just a hole filled with dirt. And so Isaac looked at that situation, and actually they said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we are." And there will be people who are intimidated by your success. And if that happens, you know, we talked about this at a little bit later time. There was a time when there was a separation, and then there was a time when there was a reunion. There may be some who are listening to this broadcast right now, and you're grieving over some departures because they saw the hand of God in your life. And they were intimidated by it. If you remember, Pharaoh was intimidated by how mighty the Hebrew people had become while they were living in Egypt. That was why he tried to oppress them so much. Listen, as a child of God, you are not this weak force in society. Instead, you are united. You are allies with the Omnipotent One. Don't be ashamed of his blessing. Don't be ashamed of his prosperity. I'm not telling you to go out and flaunt it the way the world flaunts it. Instead, I pray that you would do what was seen here, and that is just increase and say, you know what? God is doing this. God is doing miraculous things. And you know, a little bit later, Jacob says to Laban, he says, you know, you've changed my wages 10 times, and yet God has blessed me every step of the way. If there's a boss that you've got, and he or she is intimidated because you are successful at whatever your hand is put to, don't worry about that. God's going to take care of you. They said, we need you to move away from us because you are more mighty than we are. So in verse number 17, it says, then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water, which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. And so that was the point I was about to make earlier, is if there have been sources of life and they have been stopped up, maybe your prayer life has ceased to be life-giving. Maybe your attitude is not what it used to be. And maybe you used to be a person filled with joy, and now you're not as joyful as you used to be. Well, I encourage you to do what Isaac's servants did, and that is redig those wells. Get the dirt out, get the obstructions out of the way, deal with the problems, and allow the river of life to flow through your life once again. Allow the refreshing river of God to come bringing you the things that you need to make your crops successful, to make your flock successful, your herd successful, and make sure that you have plenty to stay hydrated yourself. And so Isaac says, you know what? I know there was water here someplace. I know that there was a source of refreshing here. And so he and his servants go out and they redig the wells again. And he called them by the names which his father had called them. Thank God for yesterday's blessings. You know what? We celebrate those who've gone before us at Merit Assembly of God. I did not build our building. I did not pour the foundation. I did not erect the walls. I did not build the roof. I didn't do a lot of things there. There is a lot of things we have done since then, you know, that became broken or whatever, that needed maintenance, and we have went and redug those things and restored to beauty what once was but had become dated and had become broken. And so we have worked to redig that so that there can be refreshing that comes to people who visit Merit Assembly of God. By the way, it may have been a few broadcasts here, so that since I extended this, but we would love to have you come out and join us. If you would like to be a part of a missions convention where we cast faith and we dream big and say, God, can you use us and accomplish this through us this year? We would love to have you come and be a part of that. That will be this Sunday morning, 10:30. We have a missions banquet on Sunday night at 6:30. We're going to have a great time. And let me tell you about our missions. We take faith promises. We don't take pledges. We ask people to pray and ask God what he would provide for them in order to equip the gospel of Jesus Christ to go throughout this community, throughout the United States, and throughout the world. And our missions giving last year that the church gave, actually, on our financial report, it shows $59,000, but it was actually over $64,000 that was given to missions. And we praise God for that. We say to God be the glory. But if there are issues in your life, maybe your finances have dried up, and God wants to redig those wells. Maybe there's some dreams that you had, and they were looking like they were coming to pass, and all of a sudden the enemy has come in, and there's some problems, and that dream does not provide you with the joy that it once did. Pursuing that dream is no longer a desire that you have. I want to encourage you, redig that well. And the way that you can do that is you can get into the presence of the Lord. One of the things I told our congregation here a few weeks ago is it is impossible to stay depressed in the presence of the Lord. It is impossible to stay depressed in the presence of the Lord. The reason that I say that is not because of theoretical knowledge, but because of what the Word of God says. It says, in his presence there is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. And so if emotionally you are dried up right now, I encourage you to come and visit one of our services, get into the presence of the Lord, and allow him to restore you emotionally, physically, relationally, financially. Allow him to redig those wells through you. It's work to dig. It really is. Verse number 19. Isaac's servants dug in the valley, and they found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So here's what happened. There were some things that had taken place during Abraham's day, and they went and they restored those things. You know, our mission statement, restoring value spiritually and relationally. That's what we're about at Merit Assembly of God. We're about restoring. But we are also about dreaming that there is something that God is going to renew. You know, one of the Old Testament prophets says, we have heard about these things. Renew them in our day. Restore them in our day. And so Isaac said, you know, what God did during Daddy's day was great, and I want to see that restored. But I believe that there is a new day that is coming. And so, you know, as we're looking at this week, I want you to dream and allow God to, and say, God, give me today what I need for today. Give me a new dream. Give me a dream not just to see the old things restored, but give me a dream for a new mission, a new task, a new project, something that we have not seen before. And so Isaac's servants went out, they dug a well, and they found water. It was a well of running water. That's a great thing. The only problem was there were some herdsmen came by. They weren't part of the digging process. They weren't part of any of the work, but yet they came along and they said, all that work that you've just poured into, that's ours. That belongs to us. And so there was a quarrel that took place there. And Isaac called the name of that place Essek. It literally means a place of quarreling. And today, there are going to be times in life where you are going to find yourself in a contentious situation, not because you're being contentious, but because somebody else is contending with you over something that God just helped you accomplish. I want to encourage you today. This is going to sound difficult, but I believe it's a word from the Lord. Let it go. Let it go. Trust it into God's hands. Pick your battles wisely. I mean, there are some things that are non-negotiables for me. Faith in the name of Jesus Christ, that is a non-negotiable for me. The Word of God, that is a non-negotiable for me. I will stand and contend for those things. But you know what? A well of water. I'm gonna trust Jehovah Jireh, my God, that He is able to provide. And so I will give that project a name. I'll call it a quarrel. But you know what? That quarrel that took place that day, for some people, they would never be able to let that go. It would devastate their week. It would devastate their day. It will devastate their year. And God doesn't want that. And He's got better plans for your today than that. You know what you can do? You know what? God bless you. Does the Bible not say that He would empower us to bless our enemies? You know what? You may have done all of the work on a project and somebody else got all the credit. I want to build your faith today. God has the best accounting system. The things that we do not do for the praise of men. We do it for the glory of God. And God knows the thoughts and the intents of the heart, and He knows how to bless you in ways that man could never bless you. So I want to encourage you just to release that today. Don't hold on to it. Do not allow it to become a root of bitterness. You know, if the root never takes up a place in the soil, it's never going to be able to grow. It's just going to be blown away. And so if somebody's hurt you today, I mean, maybe you had a falling out. And I just want to encourage you today, allow God to let you have another victory here in the future. Don't let today's contention rob tomorrow's blessing from you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, God, for the things that you have allowed us to restore. But God, we're dreaming of new things. We're dreaming of new wells. And God, there are going to be times where there are battles about that. God, right now, we bless those who've wounded us. We bless those in Jesus' name who've contended with us. And God, we want to ask you, Lord, would you forgive them and bless them in Jesus' name? We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And and I so long to sing you the song you